It's Tuesday, January 17th, 2017 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday, America celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but some Christians are asking why Planned Parenthood gave their Margaret Sanger Award to Martin Luther King Jr. back in 1966. Live Action News published an investigative report on the matter last year and found that Planned Parenthood was viewed as racist by the black population in early 1966. Then, president of Planned Parenthood, Alan Guttmacher, launched a campaign in the same year to, quote, involve knowledgeable black leaders, unquote, in a campaign to doctrinate their own people on the so-called benefits offered by Planned Parenthood. Now, 40 years later, black women, who only make up 13% of America's female population, sadly contribute to 36% of all abortions in this country. Open Doors has documented 1,207 Christian martyrdoms worldwide for the year 2016 and expects that number to rise this year. North Korea and 9 Muslim countries made their top 10 list of persecuting countries. And Gordon Conwell's Center for the Study of Global Christianity estimates that 900,000 Christians have been killed for their faith in the last 10 years, and that would include, quote, Catholics, Anglicans, Orthodox adherents, Independents, and Protestants, unquote. The report notes that 30% of the Christians were actually martyred in terrorism situations. The study also found that Christians are the most despised religious people group in the world. The FBI has arrested the wife of the man who killed 49 people at the Orlando, Florida Pulse homosexual nightclub last year. Noor Salman is being charged with terrorism and aiding and abetting her husband in the Orlando shooting. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." Instead of the death penalty, a California murderer will receive state-funded sex reassignment surgery. A federal magistrate is requiring the state to provide transgender inmates with nightgowns and necklaces, too. A man named Shiloh Heavenly Keene, who was convicted of kidnapping, robbery, and first-degree murder, will receive $100,000 in medical costs for his gender redefinition, according to an Associated Press report. Deuteronomy 22:5 says, "A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak, for whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God." Sexually transmitted diseases are rising sharply in America. Syphilis rates are up 19% over 2 years, and up 76% over the last 3 years in England. STDs are also on the rise in Australia. Syphilis rates are up 70% in 4 years, and gonorrhea up 31% in just the last year. Doctors are pointing to dating apps for the phone as the cause for the new increase in a report by News.com. Jesus said, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality." Matthew 15:19. Will Christian counselors who want to help their counselees overcome homosexual sin face legal repercussions? The U.S. Supreme Court will consider an appeal which is asking that very question. A recent California law forbids licensed Christian counselors from assisting youth who want deliverance from same-sex attraction. The Pacific Justice Institute is taking the case to the Supremes. Here's the good news from Christ himself. If the Son will make you free from sin, you will be free indeed. John 8:36. Missouri State University is agreeing to pay $25,000 to a former Christian student who was booted from the MS counseling program in 2011 for refusing to counsel homosexual couples. Andrew Cash had said that he would not be willing to counsel homosexual couples about their relationship, but he would agree to counsel on any other issue. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.